Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 34 and a half, 35, 34 and a half.
Sure.
I'm your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell me what time it is.
That's right. Bears.
Listen to the glory, my friends. Listen to the glory. Just listen to the glory of the greatness. It is the Bears, my friends. So good. Normally I would fade this down, but it compels me. Something compels me to keep it going.
The power of Christ?
Man, don't think it's that.
Okay.
Power of Khalil, maybe?
Alright.
This is the end of it. It just repeats from there.
It does.
So well, here's a good time. Here's a good place to fade it.
Sure.
Welcome into the pregame edition of It's That Podcast. We told you we were going to do something special. So here's the plan. Jason and I have talked it out. We're going to put this out. We're going to do like 20-minute little pregame, little spiel, right? We're going to put this out. This is going to be part A for you to download pregame, hopefully, before they start at 7:30. It is now currently roughly 6:10 when we're recording this. So we'll get it up. Hopefully, you can listen to it, and it'll aggregate and all that good stuff. And then at the end of the game, at halftime, I should say, we're going to record something, but it's going to be quick because halftime is only like 10 minutes long to 15 minutes long. Do a quick hit, quick halftime hit, and then we're going to do a post-game hit, and then we'll put it up. So that's going to be what you're going to get at the end of the game is going to be halftime hit and end-of-game hit all at once. That's going to be the way it's going to be. So, yeah, man, Bears-Packers today. We heard through the grapevine you had a nugget on Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith.
I did. Looks like they're going to get 20 to 30 plays in the full tilt boogie lid lifter that is the Bears-Packers week one.
Yeah.
So
I'm not surprised by that.
Right.
But for those 20 to 30 plays that Khalil Mack plays, Rodgers is going to be running for his life.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You've got to stop Rodgers on first down because if he gets five, he's just going to take chunks out of you all the way down the field.
Yeah, and you got to get to him too. You got to pop him.
That you do.
Flush him out, and he's still fairly mobile. Not as mobile as he once was, but he can still get out there and run.
Right.
But you got to get him to flush him out, and
I want to see a Corey Wooten, Brett Favre,
Shea McClellan. Well, that Aaron Rodgers
that actually happened. Yes, that did happen.
I'll take part two. I'm not against that happening. At all.
The only thing that the great Shea ever did for us.
That's right. Except break our hearts.
Wow.
But he did that.
So I was looking at different matchups.
Yep.
Trey Burton I like a lot, not just because I picked him up in fantasy, but because I'm thinking that they're going to have to double team Robinson. And by doing that, they're only going to – and if they double team, let's say they put two linebackers on Robinson and the other guy's blitzing.
Yeah.
That's going to leave Trey Burton.
Yeah, and another problem is that, and it's not really a problem for us, it's actually somewhat of an advantage, I guess, is that nobody's seen what Nagy's going to do.
Right.
And we talked about that Friday.
We did, with the gimmick plays.
Yeah, it could be a gimmick play, it could be, you know, just
different formations.
Formations, and what do they run out of those formations?
With Cohen and Gabriel Anthony Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to see that kid in the red zone.
And our first view of Allen Robinson, because he didn't play at all in the preseason.
Mm-mm.
So it'll be interesting to see that's what I'm looking forward to the most out of this.
Right.
What's the offense going to look like? Is it going to look like three and out Sputterville like it has all last year? You know, where they had they led the league in yards yards to a first down on third down, like third and.
Right.
They had the biggest number after the and. On average.
Right.
Like third and nine or whatever it was. I had it written down somewhere else, but, you know, they have to improve on that. You got to be able to get that yardage on first down, yardage on second down to make it easier on Trubisky to either open the play up, play action, go long, or just keep churning the ball, keep getting the first downs, give it to Jordan Howard, you know what I mean? Like that kind of thing.
Grind it out.
Yeah. Because that's another way to beat Aaron Rodgers. He can't beat you on the bench.
Right.
So if you can control the clock a little bit, right, run the football, control the clock, keep Rodgers off the field, and then get to him while he's on the field. I mean, that's really about the only way, because, you know. And then I don't want to make delusions here. The Packers are probably a deserving favorite.
Like right.
I think the line is down to 7 or 6.5.
Maybe. Well, last year was the first year they missed the playoffs in like the last 6 or 7.
Yeah, and the Bears, again, we new head coach, new system.
Yeah.
A bunch of new players. A system that nobody has seen.
New coach going into Lambeau, though, yeah, Joe.
I know. There's certainly hope. Yeah. And like you said on a previous podcast, not Friday, but a previous one, is that now you'll actually watch the Bears instead of listen to them because you have a reason to watch them.
Right.
There's hope.
Yeah.
Now, the Packers could come out and win 56-3 tonight and crush every hope we possibly could have. I don't think that's going to happen.
And I don't know that would crush my hopes. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, if they play well, and, you know, the Packers deserve that 56-0 beatdown.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not going to be that. It's Bears 451.
Well, I did the calculations, my friend. I have access to a wide array of statistical information. And the score that I was kind of taken aback at how small the margin was, my friend, was Bears 488, Packers -5.
There it is.
That was the prediction that my information, my inside sources told me, my friend. But anyway.
So Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
Edge rusher. Are they going to put him up against Baby Beluga, you think, coming in off that left side?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so. Now, all right. One thing that they could also do is try to put him against their tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, the tight end could just shift and whatever. That's fine. But I think they're going to try to put Mack in situations where he'll succeed right off the bat.
Okay.
You know, kind of thing. He may succeed off the bat anyway. Like, he's fucking Khalil Mack, right?
Right.
Like, somebody on Twitter the other day said, oh, we got to figure out what the game plan is going to be for Khalil Mack. And I was, you know, what he's going to struggle because he doesn't know the blocking scheme and the formation. And I'm sure Matt Nagy just went, okay, see the guy, number 12, that gets the ball from the guy that gets that squatted down there? Kill him.
Yeah.
Number 12, kill him.
That guy.
That's all you got to do. And then you unleash him and fury rains down on Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
That's the game plan for, like,
right.
People are reading way too much into it. Oh, with the blocking schemes and
it's week
tendencies
one.
And da, da, da. No, man, you just let him loose. Let him go.
Don't go offsides.
Right.
No late hits.
Play the hits. And the hits are get the quarterback. That's
right.
It. Don't try to overthink it.
No. I will. Last year, Davante Adams took Kyle Fuller to the woodshed.
He did.
That was part of his bad half season.
You're right.
So how's that going to look tonight?
He'll have more help from safeties, I would think.
Yeah.
I would imagine he'll get maybe not double covered, but certainly things will lean towards his side. You know, they'll cheat to get other people over there, I would imagine.
That would be my guess.
But one thing NFL insiders say is that Fangio's really good at disguising defenses.
Oh.
Like, it looks like zone, but it's man, or vice versa.
Okay.
So maybe he's got some tricks up his sleeve. You know, when you play somebody twice a year, it's tough to have those kind of wrinkles.
No, it is. But, and I don't know, not saying that they haven't done this in previous years, but they were as vanilla or as just Pop Warner as you can get for the preseason.
Yeah.
It was basically just get used to hitting somebody else because we're not going to show you anything that we're going to do.
Exactly. And also, you know, on defense, again, Roquan Smith didn't play any snaps at all.
Right.
Neither did Khalil Mack, obviously.
Well, the NFL got a lot of tape of Kevin White.
They did get a lot of tape of Kevin White, a lot of tape of Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
A lot of tape of Frizzell.
So game plan against that.
Yeah, exactly. Because Jordan Howard played one game. Didn't he? Howard played one.
Yeah.
Tariq Cohen maybe played one.
Yeah. And you say played one, but you mean like maybe
10 snaps.
Series.
Right. Like Allen Robinson didn't take the field at all.
No.
Anthony Miller did, obviously.
Right.
And
he looked good.
He looked pretty good. Trey Burton looked good.
Strong kid.
Yeah. Strong for, like, he's, I'm not going to compare him the numbers yet to Antonio Brown, but it's the same style of player.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Small. Not huge, but will beat the piss out of you and get to the ball.
Yeah.
Guagi, as our guy Matt likes
to
say.
That's right. Go up and get it.
He's got the high Guagi factor. But
So, we talked about getting to Rodgers early and often. Yep. Hicks and Goldman, you think they're going to be able to beat their guys?
Yeah, Hicks will have certainly... Well, I mean, Goldman just got the extension too, so maybe he's got a chip on his shoulder, something to prove.
Right.
That he earned that extension.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing is, again, with Khalil Mack only getting 20, 30 plays, right? What's that dynamic going to look like? Like, with Mack just killing on the outside, will that free up, you know, will the Packers offense have to cheat over to Mack's side? And that's the thing we talked about Friday was, you know, you can't double team him and double team Leonard Floyd or
right.
Hicks or,
yeah.
you know, or Goldman or Trevathan or whomever. Right.
Right.
Like if you have to pick one and that means you're one-on-one with the other people involved that mm-hmm. we just talked about.
And they should be good enough to win a one-on-one situation.
I would think most of the time.
Yeah.
A good chunk of the time without chipping in help. Right. Now it could be a situation where, you know, the running back stays in the block, maybe not block Khalil Mack because that's just
dumb
hilarity.
Right.
As YouTube will show you.
Yeah.
A running back trying to block Khalil Mack is the biggest waste of space.
Even the large Ty Montgomery.
Even chipping him. This doesn't work. It just doesn't work. He's too big. He's too balanced. He's right. too strong. He's just too good. You can't chip him with a running back.
As good as the Bears' defense was last year, top 10, as we've said.
Yep.
They didn't get very many takeaways at all. I mean,
that was the one downside.
The Lovey era. I mean,
it was based on takeaways.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
I mean, you would count on one, at least one a game, yep. and then maybe one for a score.
Yeah.
And they needed every single one of those.
Absolutely. And if they become, because, I mean, Lovey preached it, right?
Right.
And that was their thing was get the ball, punch it out.
Peanut was the ball puncher.
Right, peanut punch, everything else, right? Get the ball. With this defense, I'm not sure that's the way that Vic Fangio runs it. I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think that's what they teach. Now, maybe they do need to teach that. Or, because I think they're a bend, don't break kind of thing where they don't want to risk the effort of trying to get the ball, punch it out, and end up not making the tackle.
Right. No, I'm with that.
Yeah.
It's more contained. That's what it feels Correct. Like as opposed
yeah,
to,
yeah.
yeah.
More than gambling. It's not really, they're risk averse, right?
Right.
They'd rather get the tackle than try to maybe get the tackle, but to get a punch on it. And who knows? Maybe this year is different because of all the offensive, you know, all the defensive line help they're going to have.
Right.
Maybe they can go out and be a little more aggressive, make those plays a little better because they know that eventually one of those front four is going to get the quarterback.
Right. Well, and that was, like we said just earlier, the defense had to score. That offense was so
wretched.
Anemic.
They went to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman as the fucking quarterback.
They did.
Like, come on.
They did.
I'm not saying that Trubisky's any great shakes. He has not proven a whole lot.
Right.
Now, granted that the system he was under didn't let him prove a whole lot, right?
Right.
Like, we broke down a few podcasts ago. When he was aggressive on first down, he made yardage. But when they weren't aggressive on first down and were timid, and they ended up being 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. Well, any quarterback, I don't care how good you are.
No.
You're not going to be successful there.
That's right.
If you're 3rd and long every single series, there's no success, nothing that will happen, right? So it's going to be interesting to see. The offense is what I'm most interested in, and obviously when 52 is on the field.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. So... Basically, and it's been this way for a decade, the Packers are Rodgers. They go as he goes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the team put all the money in him. They they try to put weapons around him, but not really. I mean,
there's a salary cap. They can only do so much.
No.
I mean, they got rid of Jordy Nelson, so he doesn't have that safety net to fall back on.
Right.
He's a Raider.
That's right.
So we'll see how that shakes out.
And
for Green Bay and for Oakland.
And the running game.
I mean, when you have to use a wide receiver as a running back.
Well,
they actually have a legit running back now. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, he's young.
Jamal Williams or Aaron Jones?
I believe Jamal Williams. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
So we'll see how it plays out. I mean,
Jones isn't playing.
I got to think Ty Montgomery will get the bulk of the carries, though, right?
Right.
I would think.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. But you know, they just need anybody to run the ball just to keep defenses honest.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what it's for, is to keep the defense honest so Aaron Rodgers can go and surgically slice and dice the defense apart. But we'll see. You know, like I said, it's going to be – I'm cautiously excited, cautiously optimistic for a Bears victory tonight. But again, having not seen anything on offense and, you know, the defense, two of the mainstays that are going to be there for all season long, not really playing in the offseason, in Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. It'll be a fun game to watch for sure, just as long as they can hang in there. I don't want to see an ass beating week one.
No.
Because that'd be kind of demoralizing.
It would.
Yeah.
It would at that.
Yeah, for sure.
Winning's an obsession, Joe.
I'm obsessed with it.
It's not a mindset.
It is not.
It's an obsession.
That's right. Teamwork makes the dream work. Yeah, I know. It's awful. So, all right. So I think that's going to do it for this pregame hit. We want to get this thing up for you, and hopefully it'll aggregate in time for you to download it. We'll put up a little note on our all our various social medias, Facebooks and Twitters and all that good stuff. So we will see you at the end of the game. Like I said, that end of the game will contain a halftime rant, synopsis, 10-minute dealio, and then a post-game, post-mortem.
Breakdown,
like 30-minute long dealio. And that you can listen to that Monday morning on top of everything else on sports radio that people usually listen to after the Bears.
For play. A Bears Monday. Hopefully it'll be victory chicken, my friend.
I'm hoping it'll be victory chicken. I agree with that wholeheartedly. So we thank you guys for listening. And like I said, come back after the game. Like probably an hour after the game, we'll have something up. A summary of our halftime thoughts and postgame thoughts. So go Bears. Bears. And we will see you on the other side at the end of the game. Thanks for listening to It's That Podcast.
Peace.
Bears.